let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Zachary Schertz is a theologian first and foremost, wanting to honor the Lord in all that he does. Zachary was born in 1991 and a servant of the Lord, a graduate of St. Edward's University in Austin, Texas, with a degree in religious and theological studies, always willing to answer the call on his life to serve the Lord in this time in which we live. The good book can be very difficult to understand. Zachary has written the first volume of the Gospel of Christ series, The Joyful Gospel of Christ. Enjoy the Bible like never before with detailed images showing how God came into the world as the Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, every step has been taken by Zachary to ensure that it is both historically and scripturally accurate, with stunning art a must-have for all Christians and those considering giving their lives to the Lord. Zachary Schertz, author of The Gospel of Christ, is our guest on This Week in America. Zachary, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's lovely to be here.
This is such an important book and a book so well done. What was the inspiration in writing the book? Why did you decide to write The Joyful Gospel of Christ?
Well, there are a lot of picture Bibles out there. Some are just books with pictures that big kids are not going to read. Others shorten the Bible and cut it to pieces or just call them Bible stories. I do not think that there is a real illustrated Bible out there. I started out with my first book, Joyful Gospel of Christ. It starts with Zechariah in the temple and goes up to just before Jesus is baptized in the Jordan. I want to make something better, to introduce more people to the Bible, to make them want to read and trust in Jesus for salvation. Thus, I wanted my ministry to make something better than anything else out there.
Well, and you've done that. The reviews have been excellent for The Joyful Gospel of Christ. Zachary Schertz is our guest on the program. That's S-C-H-E-R-T-Z. I'll do that several times throughout the program. The book available at Amazon.com, the usual places, MatchLiterary.com, the publisher as well. And Zachary's website is SchertzWriting.net. That's S-C-H-E-R-T-Z, writing.net. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This is remarkable, Zachary, what you've been able to do and touch so many people, people that might not be touched otherwise. What got you started in ministry?
I had a pastor once, and he gave a sermon that said, children who go to church for their parents or parents who go to church for their children are both going for the wrong reasons. It nearly made me think, what is my purpose? What should be my goals in life? I was happy at my job and I was making enough money to finance several ministries. However, similar to Jesus sending out more laborers, I was happy providing all of the supplies, but eventually God told me that I needed to go out into the fields myself. He would make sure that I have everything that I needed, but that does not mean that I would not have troubles. Writing a book and getting it out there is far from the easiest thing to do.
Exactly. You know, and that's interesting because there are so many challenges. It sounds, okay, I'm going to write a book, and it's much more than writing the book. I talk about what the painstaking process you went through to make sure the book was accurate from all angles. What were some of the troubles that you ran into during writing and production of The Joyful Gospel of Christ?
Mostly finances, but I had a lot of trouble finding an artist to get the job done. I considered doing the art myself, but my stick figures have scoliosis. I did have a bit of trouble with finding a good translation. However, as long as God provides for all that I need, I will keep going.
Well, the book, The Joyful Gospel of Christ, available wherever books are sold, directly, of course, to Amazon. You can remember that. And Zachary's website, SchertzWriting.net. I'll give you all that information and spell it out for you as we go through the program. You've done such a wonderful job with this book. How far are you going to go? Will you be covering other parts of the Bible?
Well, I originally divided the gospel into four parts, not by author, but by subject matter. First, I completed the Joyful Gospel of Christ, which covers Christ's entry into the world and stops just before his baptism. Luminous is going to cover his ministry. The Sorrowful Gospel of Christ will cover his passion. And the Glorious gospel of Christ will cover his resurrection and ascension, as well as the disciples going out. I already have a good portion of Genesis drafted, and I want to go through the whole Bible, and once I'm through the Old Testament, I'm going to go on to the book of Acts. However, this isn't the only book I'm working on.
What other books, because you're a very gifted author, what other books, what other types of books are you working on?
Well, I have written Operation Battleground textbook. It goes through the misinformation in regards to evolution, basically saying if from a purely scientific standpoint, there is no evidence for millions of years. And I also have a number of children's books for various ages with good Christian morals in the works. They're in the pipeline. They're going to be coming a little later down the line. I try to make sure that the gospel shines through in all of my work to stand as a good Christian ministry.
It sounds like you have plenty of ideas, and one of those ideas coming to life in such a remarkable way in The Joyful Gospel of Christ by Zachary Schertz. That's S-C-S-C-H-E-R-T-Z. Book available Amazon, schertzwriting.net, Zachary's website. Talk about this ministry. What do you stand for as a Christian ministry? You've talked about some of the areas that you are involved in. This is, I know, very important to you to get the message out there. What do you stand for when you say as a Christian ministry?
Well, I found that most importantly, you need to realize that you stand for something. There's a lot of Christians out there saying, I'm a Christian, but when you come look at what they believe in, they don't actually really believe what the Bible teaches.
Yes.
So you can actually read my full mission statement at shirtswriting.net/meet-me. However, the crux of it is a trust in the Bible and how God created all things in 6 days, about 6,000 years ago, and how God continues to work in history. It does include a statement on the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman, and that life begins at the union of a sperm and an egg. I think that preachers of the word really need to be the watchmen.
Well, that's interesting because you start the book with the watchman's prayer. Why do you do that, and what does it mean? What is the significance of starting with that?
That actually comes from Ezekiel 33:2-6, which is really one of my favorite passages in the Bible, where God tells the people to appoint a watchman for their cities. If the watchman blows his horn, but the people do not take heed, they die in their own sin. However, if the watchman does not warn the people and they don't take heed, he is guilty of their blood. As the watchman, I had some difficulty with the phrasing of how I presented the message, specifically by finding the right translation. I believe that regardless of what translation you use, you need to focus on getting the message out there.
Which Zachary has done with his book, The Joyful Gospel of Christ, available basically wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, published by matchliterary.com. Information there as well. Interesting you talk about translation. What translation do you use, and why do you use it?
I actually use the King James Version because it is one of the oldest English translations. In order to get a copyright for a new translation, it has to be a certain percentage different from all others. I believe that the King James, without fears of copyrights, should be the most accurate. But again, the translation is not exactly the most important thing. Along with preaching the word, hopefully my books will inspire others to go out and preach via the ministry.
You know, that's interesting. You are such a gifted author in what you are doing with the anointed and what you're doing in the ministry. What message would you give to those who would like to go into ministry? I'm sure there are so many people that would like to do what you've done. They just really don't know how to go about it, how to get started. You've gone through that process of getting into the ministry and then publishing the book, The Joyful Gospel of Christ. What message would you give to those who would like to go into the ministry?
The first bit of advice I would give is to have some patience. Some people want to start way too early before they even get their feet wet. Also, be willing to work in God's time, but also willing to go and pick up the manna as soon as it falls. Also, know what your goals are and focus on them. Mine is the truth of the Bible, but I have a friend who is focusing on bringing Muslims to Jesus. You cannot fight every battle, so be wise about it. Be sure to know your audience and do not speak above above or below their understanding, or you will lose them. Most importantly, know your Bible, not necessarily by chapter and verse, but find a passage that really speaks to you.
Well, is there any part of the Bible that really speaks to you, maybe more than the others, that sort of led you into the theme of the joyful gospel of Christ?
Aside from the passage in Ezekiel 33, 2 through 6, I am a huge fan of John chapter 6. The focus here is on a sermon of Jesus, specifically on how we are to not only seek him for everything we need, but at the very end, his followers, not necessarily the 12 disciples, but many leave him. But Jesus does not sugarcoat his message. He just lets them all go away. We need to use the words, we need to use the word to help others, and not with a watered down gospel, but with truth.
With us on the program is Zachary Schertz. That's S-C-H-E-R-T-Z. He's the author of The Joyful Gospel of Christ, a book available at Amazon, and information on this book and so much more on Zachary's website, shertzwriting.net. All of that available on a website, thisweekinamerica.us. Is there anything that you need to help expand your work? You've done such a remarkable job to this point. Is there anything you need to further continue this the way you would like to take it?
Well, most importantly, buy the book, tell other people about it, but you can also donate, and specifically you can help me by my 12 by 12 club. You can donate $12 a month and help me reach more people, get more interviews like this one. And if you donate, say, $12 this month, next month I won't say anything about you. I won't follow you around with that. It's purely based on the honor system.
Interesting that you can help Zachary as he creates his messages for his ministry and gets them out there. How rewarding has this been for you? You've had this idea for a number of years. You get in the ministry, you spend a lot of time doing the book, doing it correctly, doing it in a way that will alter lives, the joyful gospel of Christ being the book. What's this like for you to see this the ministry come to fruition like this, where the book is published, it's available, and it's helping people literally all over the world? What's this like?
I'm just glad that more people are receiving the message of salvation in Jesus. I don't want to take credit for this. God is taking care of everything. I'm just his instrument.
What advice would you have for people that, and you mentioned this before, I guess patience is a key word in this and in anything that we take on. You know, there are setbacks along the way. You mentioned some of the troubles that you had to overcome, the challenges in writing the book. What advice would you give to someone who's getting started once again and how to follow through? It's persistence and patience. I guess a couple of P words that will get you through, right?
Yes, that is the main thing. Sometimes I found that sometimes it seems as if God is not providing, but it turns out that it's the old adage. When you ask God for something, his answer is sure thing, not yet, or I got something better. Sometimes when it seems as if things aren't working out, God just says, nope, you're not quite ready to do that.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning, talking about the stunning art that's available in the book, and you talked about finding somebody to do that. Talk about how important that is, because the book, the artwork, the illustrations that we see really complement the text, what you're saying. How important was that? How difficult was that to find the right combination, the person that understood what you were trying to get across and does it so remarkably well?
Yeah, it was a little difficult. I just had a bit of an application process, tried to find someone who can make the images as amazing as possible. And I did find someone, and not only is he an amazing artist, he is a very godly man. You can get a little bit of his insight into him. He has a bit of a note about himself at the front of the book, and he's very, very wise. I've gone to trust him in other matters and always go to him for advice.
You know, that's so important to have that combination. They can make literally your words come to life, which, see, he does remarkably well in The Joyful Gospel of Christ. A couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned projects that you're working on. Give us a timeline on those. When can we expect to see more from Zachary?
I should be starting on Luminous very shortly, and my children's books, they're coming into fruition as soon as I have a few other artists working on those projects, and that should be coming down the pipeline very soon. So just keep an eye on my social media on YouTube and Facebook. That's where I primarily post, and I will give you guys any updates as soon as I get them.
How is that listed? How can they find you on YouTube and Facebook? How is it listed? How should they search you?
Oh yeah, it's my YouTube channel is Shirts Writing, and my Facebook page is Shirts Writing. And I just love that originality with that.
And you use that. That's pretty good. You use that all the way through. So that's great marketing there. Shirts, and that's SCHERTZ Writing.net, and you'll use Shirts Writing as you're looking for YouTube and Facebook and follow him there, and you'll have all of the information. A minute or so left here. The children's book, I would assume this is really, they're all important projects, but boy, getting people at a young age and giving them the right message, I'm sure that's very important and sort of motivation as you try to present this in a way that will capture the attention of a young reader and get them involved following Christ for the rest of their lives.
Yes. The book of Proverbs says, train up a children in the ways of the Lord, and he will not soon depart from it.
Well, and you're following that, and the job that you've done, again, receiving rave reviews. The book is The Joyful Gospel of Christ by Zachary Schertz. That's SCHERTZ. His website is shirtswriting.net, and use Shirts Writing, and you'll be able to follow him and the other social media sites out there. Amazon's a great place to buy the book, published by matchliterary.com. You'll find the book information there as well. And, of course, we'll have the information up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Zachary, it's been a pleasure. You've got a lot going on. Hopefully, we'll be able to have you back and talk about other projects. Again, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Excellent job with The Joyful Gospel of Christ. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. And once again, Zachary Schertz, SCHERTZ. The book is The Joyful Gospel of Christ, available at Amazon. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.